Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we are pleased to be joined now by University of Miami offensive line coach Alex Mirabal. Coach, thanks so much for being with us. Off to a great start here, 3-0. Football is a game of attrition, and usually the team standing is the one that has the best health. You've already lost three guys from your offensive line that started against Florida. Where do you think you are right now, and how are the replacements doing for you?
You know what? We have a next man up mentality and philosophy, not only in the offensive line room, but in the entire program. And one of the things that Coach Cristobal emphasized to us coming off of last season, heading into January, into the spring ball, and into the summer, was the developmental of the bottom of our roster. You know that because those guys are going to be needed. They're going to be needed. And so we have 19 guys in the offensive line room, and my mentality is to develop all of them as if they're going to play, because they might become a better scout team player. You know, they'll become a better backup, and then the starters obviously become better. But we always tell those guys that are the guys that are in the second string in whatever position on the team, those guys have the hardest job, because they have to work their butt off, they have to prepare their butt off, and they might not play, right? But when they do get the tap on the shoulder and say, hey, Markell, you got to go in. Oh, hey, Lewis, you got to go in. They better be ready. Oh, hey, Matt McCoy, you got to go in. They better be ready. And they have been. And it's just because I truly believe it's because of the mentality that Coach Cristobal has in the program of development, of developing those guys. And it's not, hey, you're a year away. No, because you never know who's going to get hurt, right? That's got a mind of its own and a track of its own. So we just, that's what we do. So when Coop got hurt the other day, and you know, I send Lewis in, and we ain't changing our game plan. You know, Lou, you better be able to go in and execute what we're doing, and he can, because he shows it in practice. And Markell, listen, they're not gonna cancel the FAMU game. They're not gonna cancel the Ball State game. They're not gonna cancel South Florida game. So you got to be ready, and they have been. You know, when you talk to them that way, when you have that mentality with them in the O-line room or in any room, then those kids, they'll prepare. They really believe, you know what, hey, I really am a helmet coming off away from having to go in, you know. And so I believe that's why we keep going, you know, next man up. And nobody really cares. The opponent doesn't care, right, because they're going through their own things, their own struggles. So it's just what football is. I tell the offensive line, I tell them this in the preseason, football has 100% casualty rate. 100% of the guys in the O-line room are hurting right now. 100% of the guys in South Florida's defensive line room are hurting right now. So you just got to go. It's a game of football.
How those guys do for you, Bell and Big Lou? How are they grading out for you?
You know what? They're doing great. And the way that I view that is, I haven't had to provide any extra help for Markell. We haven't had to bring the tight ends to chip. We haven't had to have the left guard. We haven't had to have McCoy slide over, sort over, and keep his back. We didn't have to, I didn't have to tell Zach, hey, Lou's in there. So instead of in protection, instead of sliding over to McCoy's side, lean more on Lou's side. We don't do it, right? So when that happens, you know, hey, they're doing their job. They're doing well. And, you know, you don't notice them. You don't notice them. And when you don't notice an offensive lineman, that's usually a good thing. You know?
This week, South Florida, you get Todd Orlando as their defensive coordinator. He's been with eight different programs, but he's known to be aggressive, known to blitz. What do you see from their offensive line? What do you anticipate seeing from them?
You know what? So Coach Orlando and I, we actually coached together at FIU. Mm-hmm. So I've known him well. He was at Connecticut, UConn for a period of like 12 years with Coach Edsel, and then he came joined Coach Cristobal's staff. So I've known him well. I had to coach against him every day in practice. And then, but he has evolved. He has evolved as the game of football has evolved. And then we coached against each other when I was at Oregon and he was at Southern Cal with Coach Clay Helton, right? So, but they love putting pressure on the quarterback. They're going to try to knock your quarterback down. They are really aggressive. Also, that they're one of the top teams in the country in TFLs and tackles for losses. They're one of the top teams in the country in sacks. And then I think they're seventh in the country, I heard, in turnovers, right? Yeah. So it's just an aggressive nature, an aggressive mentality. And I will tell you this. The one thing that has jumped out at me on film is that they're a really good tackling group, mm-hmm. you know? And typically, you know, you're like, hey, you know, well, you don't have to worry about the corners. You don't have to worry about the safeties tackling. Well, their corners and their safeties do a great job of tackling. So it's at every level. It's not only the offensive line that has to be physical with their defensive line, their linebackers, but our wideouts have to be physical with their DBs because of the aggressive nature that they play with.
Three games of Cam Ward under your belt. Is it what you anticipated, one? And two, because of his nature of playing, being able to move around, how does that change your offensive line?
So to answer the first part of the question, you know, when you see Cam at practice, practice is practice, right? So a practice, if you get within like when it's Cam, if you get within 30 yards of Cam, people start blowing the whistle, right? So you don't really get a true test for how a quarterback is going to be in a game until you get in a game, and now until you're down on the ground, the whistle's not blown. So, because a lot of Cam's strength is what he does when stuff breaks down, what he does when the wide receivers are all covered up and he's got to buy some time, right? Well, you don't do that in practice. You really can't simulate that in practice. So, I mean, what he's done in games is unbelievable, right? And it's... No, I didn't expect it because I had not been able to see it in practice. I mean, I saw what they did at Washington State and stuff like that, but we run a different type of offensive system. But he's been awesome. And then as far as our offensive line, I tell him, hey, however long it takes. It takes what it takes, however long it takes. So we got to make sure we keep moving our feet. And we got to make sure, like, you know, if he scrambles out and I'm engaged on a D lineman and the D lineman drops one of his hands to try to go chase Cam, we got to drop our hands so we don't get called for a hold and stuff like that. But what you don't want to do, and we're not doing it, as we don't want to change who Cam is, right? We want to make sure that we allow him to continue to be the playmaker he is with his feet, you know, in terms of buying time and letting things develop and so forth. And he's been awesome. And he's unbelievable, Joe, with our offensive linemen. I mean, one of our old linemen, Ryan Rodriguez, who you know was hurt against Florida yesterday. I was down in the training room, and Ryan's there getting treatment. And, you know, he's moving around gingerly, but he's getting treatment. And all of a sudden, I see Cam walk in, and Cam had seen that Ryan was there. Well, Cam went and got him his lunch from the lunchroom and brought it to Ryan and said, so you don't have to go. You know, just those little things that Cam Ward does. So those guys up front, they'll do whatever they have to do to protect Cam and to let Cam do his magic.
I think sometimes they might need eyes in the back of their head.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I tell them, I said again, and we are used to it a little bit from practice, but again, in the game it's different. Now that we're going into game four, they already get, okay, I got it. We just got to keep playing up front. We cannot literally have a clock in our head, you know, and we tell him, hey, it takes what it takes. If he's going to hold it for 4 or 5 seconds because he has to, then that's our job, right? That's our job, and we take it personal for him not to get hit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our job. Not only sacks, because I think sacks sometimes are overrated, you know, but sometimes quarterback takes, they take harder shots when they're not getting sacked, but they just release it and they get blasted. So our job is we want to try to keep him clean, and we want to try to let him do his work. And so we don't, you know, we just let him work and just, hey, go to the whistle.
Offensive line coach Alex Mirabal is our guest. You mentioned Cam Ward's leadership ability, and you have a guy like Jalen Rivers who's very mature. Anes Cooper, I think, is very mature and a pretty good leader as well. You never have enough leaders, right? When you have a player-led team, those are the best teams. You can't have enough leadership, can you?
No, you can't. And as long as it's genuine, and it is, right. and it's real, and it is. And I would say the one kid, Joe, that you missed out on talking about there is Zach Carpenter.
Yeah.
Zach Carpenter's leadership is unbelievable. His leadership through his preparation, through his communication, is really the glue of those guys up front.
That's interesting because he's a new guy.
You know what? He's a new guy, but you cannot tell me that Zach Carpenter hasn't been here at the University of Miami for 4 years.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that Cam Ward has not been here at the University of Miami for 4 years. You know, they're not, sometimes in this day and age of college football, with the transfer portal and stuff like that, sometimes some of these guys that transfer into schools almost feel like mercenaries. You know, they're here, they're using the school. You don't get that sense from all of our transfers, but we're talking about Zach and Cam here, but Zach and Cam specifically, you know, that we're talking about. If you told me Zach was here for 4 years, I'd believe you. You know, and they're both here not to see how much they can improve their stock. They're here to see how much they can improve the University of Miami stock as a football program. And that's special.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, for instance, you're talking about leadership. Yesterday's their day off on Sundays. Yesterday, I walked by the offensive line room, and there's Zach and Cam. And they're going through all the protections that we had against Ball State. Mm-hmm. And Cam's asking Zach, why'd you make that line of scrimmage call? Mm-hmm. And then Zach will ask Cam, why didn't you flip the protection that way? And Cam will tell him, well, because that's my hot. I'm good. You know, so that kind of leadership, right? Today after practice, I walk by the old line room, and it's Zach with Inez and with Francis Mawinoa. And they're watching tape on USF. To me, that's what leadership is.
Right.
A lot of times people mistake leadership for being vocal and all that stuff. And it's not. Leadership is through action, right? And Cam is a man of action. Zach's a man of action, as is Jalen. Is a man of action. And it's really, you know, because he's a center, because he's a quarterback, naturally, I think it's tough to win if your center's not a leader.
Right.
It's tough to win if your quarterback's not a leader,
yeah,
right? And those two guys have it in spades. Mm-hmm. And they have a tremendous synergy between the two of them,
right?
And it's awesome to see because they come from two different backgrounds, environments, but yeah, they transferred here, but you would never know that.
Last thing for you, this South Florida game, they're going to be all hyped up.
Yeah.
Big crowd. They're playing pretty well, did a good job against Alabama. What are some of the things you have to do to win this game?
You know what, we have to be able to handle their pressure. We've got to make sure that we keep Cam clean, and we've got to be able to handle their early downs. Like I said, Coach Orlando likes to try to get tackles for losses, so he gets you behind the chains, and now it's second and 12 instead of second and 6, right? So those are the two things that we have to do a good job of in up front, you know, in the pass game, keep Cam clean, and in the run game, be able to make sure that we stay ahead of the sticks, you know? And it's something that we've been able to do for the most part, but against a team like South Florida, South Florida is a heck of a football team now. I mean, they're a heck of a football team. They will be, and I'm not saying this because it's the next game, but they will be the best defense that we've played to date. In my opinion, better than Florida, better than Ball State, better than FAMU. They're the best defense that we've played because they play hard, right? They play hard. They play physical. They play nasty. You know, a lot of – and I have a ton of respect for their D-line. I got a ton of respect for their D-line coach, Kevin Patrick, who was a great – Miami Hurricane, right? And he's got them playing up front the way he played,
yeah.
Right? That's the way they play. So we're going to go – we have a good battle ahead of us on Saturday, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach Mirabal, thank you so much. The very best of luck.
Thank you, and go Canes.
All right, that's Alex Mirabal joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. Does a absolutely outstanding job for the University of Miami's offensive line. Still to come on the show, we'll hear from David Hale, ACC Network and ESPN. We'll go around the ACC. We're going to try to squeeze in some comments from Shannon Dawson and Lance Guidry in our next segment. First, let me talk to you about Williamson Cadillac. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac, well, I must suggest to you Williamson Cadillac. New models are arriving every single day at Williamson. And, of course, what does this mean for you? Well, they're absolutely going to have the new vehicle you are looking for, the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, the XT4. I'm driving the XT4. It's a wonderful, wonderful ride. Gives you the wow factor you're looking for. And, of course, they also have the all-new electric Lyriq. A friend of mine just got the all-new electric Lyriq, and he can't stop talking about it. Actually, I'm waiting for him to give me a ride in. At any rate, get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership. We're talking about Williamson Cadillac. It's located on US 1, just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac, where nobody does a better job in customer service than Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Thanks to Alex Mirabal for joining us. Mario Cristobal as well. If you miss any of our interviews, you can get them on our website, WQAM.com. on the podcast page where it says Hurricane Hotline, because our producer Trevor Harris makes sure that all of that stuff is online. So if you miss any of our interviews from the Hurricane Hotline, you can go to our website. Also, you can download the Miami Hurricanes app, and you can hear the Hurricane Hotline at any time on the Hurricanes app, wherever you might be, as well as all of our play-by-play by downloading the Miami Hurricanes app. Okay, so a little bit of business there to take care of, and lots of different ways to be able to hear interviews and play-by-play and all the good stuff that comes your way here on WQAM. Okay, Saturday, Hurricanes offense with a big challenge. We just heard from Alex Mirabal. For more on what the Canes will be up against and what they've been able to accomplish so far, here is what offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson said at his press conference yesterday.
You know, I think they're an extremely talented bunch, to be honest with you. I think they, from their linebackers to their back end, I mean, they trigger, you know, harder than anybody we've played this year. I mean, they really get after it. They have a lot of turnovers in very advantageous times because they put their hat on the ball, you know. And so ball security is utmost importance every week, but you see it this week a little bit more because they knock the ball out a lot. You know, they just do. And so, and they fly around. I mean, blocking those guys on the perimeter, I mean, we gotta strap it on and get ready because they will trigger. And they're tough to handle up front. I mean, you know, they rush the passer. They hit the quarterback a lot. They get a lot of negative plays. They're very disruptive. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for sure.
How much does it help, Mario said that, and as Jalen should be back this week, to be able to have basically your line back? And how would you evaluate how the line has done through the first three games?
I thought they've done excellent. You know, I mean, that's part of the competitive depth that everybody talks about wanting and not always having. But our O-line room is extremely talented. And so those guys step in and you really don't even notice it because they just do their job. And so a lot of our rooms are like that. You know, look at the running back room, for instance. I mean, good gracious. I mean, we got guys getting carries that at the end it looked really, really, really good. And so the motivation factor in those rooms is high, which is what it should be. But the O-line, in my opinion, have been – I mean, you should see the pockets that Cam's throwing from. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Speaking of talented offensive linemen, Francis Manoa was named the conference lineman of the week, and I think he's the highest-rated offensive lineman from PFF in the ACC, if you take that for what it's worth. How have you seen him kind of grow from
– Who?
Francis Manoa.
I didn't hear you. Oh.
Sorry. Just how have you seen him grow over the course of the last, you know, 8-9 months? I know he didn't play, he didn't practice in spring, but how has he gotten better to live up his potential?
I mean, honestly, he's been pretty steady since I've been here. You know, he's just one of those guys that the game's pretty slow for him. And again, he's no different than what I talked about Emory. I mean, he came back from injury and really hadn't missed a beat. I mean, he's as steady as it is on the edge, and you know, We're excited about the way he goes about his business.
Then Chris Johnson, he got that, you know, he had a couple of big, you know, good plays so far this year, but he had that touchdown last Saturday, you know, gets in space. How dangerous of a weapon is he with that speed of his?
I mean, speed's where it's at, right? And so, and he has a lot of it, so we're just trying to find ways to get him involved. I mean, the one thing about him that's really neat is that he's a running – I mean, he can do everything that we do at running back. And so you put him in there and you just call plays. You don't – I mean, he isn't a guy that we're, like, trying to do certain things with. I mean, obviously he has a different skill set, but, I mean, literally every play on the script is things that he can execute. And he's just in a situation like some of these guys that we just talked about. It's like we have guys that are starting and playing that are older – And right now they're playing at a high level. And so, you know, finding ways to get those guys involved is crucial, and finding times in the game, you know, and not any time, just whenever, right, is vital.
Shannon, when you put up 62 on the scoreboard, the school record for 750 yards or whatever it was, I'm sure it's not hard for you to still go to the film and say these are the corrections.
But yeah.
What's it like when kids are kids and they see huge numbers? how is this group as far as saying, yeah, we can still, there's still a lot of things, like every week we can still do better, even with the numbers being what they are?
Well, I mean, it's fairly easy to see where the you could do better. I mean, I know that's, I mean, obviously it was a lot of yards, but, and like Cam, I'll just point him out specifically. I mean, he'd be the first to tell you right now that he left some meat on the bone. He did. I mean, there was about three or four plays out there that he could have done better on, right? And every position is like that. You're never going to play a squeaky clean, perfect game. But ultimately, there's always room for improvement. And to answer the first part of your question is that, you know, you better treat this week to week. I mean, if you don't, it's a very humbling game. And if you're around enough and you think that you got things figured out, then just play one more week and see, right? And so ultimately what happens last week has nothing to do with what's going to happen Saturday. If we don't prepare the right way, then we're not going to go out there and be successful. And so we better treat Monday like Monday and Tuesday like Tuesday, regardless of the result of the last week. And, you know, I don't even really talk about the game that we just played. You know, I congratulate them, I move on, and we talk about the next opponent. Because ultimately, we're trying to be 1-0 every week. And what happened the last week, and if you're successful, what happened the last week can only hurt you, to be quite honest.
Okay, Hurricanes offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson, right now the number two scoring offense in the country and the number three total offense in the country. And how much fun would it be if those numbers stand up all year long? When we come back, David Hale from the ECC Network and ESPN joins us right here on the Hurricane Hotline.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And joining us now, one of the tops in the business and knows the ACC inside and out, the great David Hale is with us. David, good evening to you. How are you?
I don't feel comfortable with this introduction. This is setting way too high of a bar that I cannot possibly exceed.
All right. Here's the lousy David Hale.
Yes. All right. I might just manage to hurdle my way over that.
I don't know about that. All right. Well, let me see. We see you on ACC Network. Now that ESPN and Disney have solved their problem, I can watch it again.
And
we can get you on Twitter and we can get you on ESPN. Am I missing any other forms out there that you are participating on?
If you want to drop by my kid's school in the afternoon, I'll be waiting in the pickup line and we can chat for a little while. I ain't got nothing else going on.
All right, that's good.
But that's about it.
All right. Let's start with this. Your thoughts so far of the University of Miami and their start?
This is sort of a perfect storm. They have been fantastic. And look, I don't want to suggest that they have played the greatest of competition thus far. I would suggest that even Miami fans would agree with that because it allows them to say how much that Florida stinks. They have been every bit as good as we would have hoped that they would be through three games. And then on top of that, Florida State's 0-3, Clemson has a loss, NC State has a loss. Like the stars have aligned at least through the first 3 weeks of the season to suggest that Miami's highest aspirations are coming together nicely. And I don't want to jinx anything. I will knock on wood for you.
Thank you.
But I mean, look, I talked to Lance Guidry last night, and he made a point of saying, like, the job is going to get tougher from here. And it absolutely is. But thus far, if you're checking off boxes on the list of things you need to see, you've checked off a lot of boxes so far.
Yeah, I knew you were going to have a conversation with Coach Guidry, and I said to Don Bailey Jr. in the first hour, one of my favorite commercials is the Mayhem Man, and that's Lance Guidry. He creates mayhem, and Miami's numbers back that up. What are some of the impressions you have from Coach Guidry after your conversation with him?
Well, one of the great things is they're playing really great complementary defense right now, which I think you would see at times over the last few years like, you know, Reuben Bain was great last year, but they weren't necessarily great across the line. Or the line would have a big day and the secondary would not. Or the secondary, you know, would Cam Kitchens would pick off a couple passes, but that was the extent of what happened in the run game would the run defense would stink. Thus far, they have been really good in every facet, and guys are doing their jobs. When I talked to Guidry last night, and one of the guys that we talked a lot about was O.J. Frederic, who you would normally feel pretty uncomfortable with a true freshman starting at corner for you, but he has gone through the rigors through 3 weeks, which, again, it will get more rigorous. But because the defensive front has played so well, it has allowed him to get his feet wet in real game opportunities that, you know, as we get further and further into the season and those challenges get bigger, he is better prepared for them now as a result. So it's sort of, I think, you know, it's like if you're building a gumbo, all the ingredients are right now. So the flavor is perfect. And, you know, that doesn't guarantee it moving forward. But I think this is my biggest takeaway is that everything seems to be working really well. And that's great.
Big test for Frederic this week because of the offense that Miami is going to see. Let's talk about this league, the ACC. What's the best part of the ACC? What's the best part of ACC football?
Miami right now. I mean, honestly, yeah. Like it's you start looking through and it's like it's not that Miami doesn't have competition for the top spot in the greater scheme of things. I think you'd be foolish to write off Clemson, and they've got, I think, what is a very favorable matchup, but still a very big game for them this week with NC State. You know, you look at the next sort of tier, and Georgia Tech has looked okay. Boston College has played pretty well. Both of them have a loss. Syracuse doesn't have a loss yet. They look pretty good. Cal has come out of nowhere. And I will add, Cal's, like, social media following has turned out to be a really nice addition to the ACC. Fun folks talking a lot of smack to Florida State. This is all great. But it's not the, you know, it's not the power hierarchy that we would have thought coming into the season of Miami, Clemson, Florida State, Virginia Tech, NC State, sort of way out in front. You know, most of those teams have a loss now, and I think not just a loss, but genuine concerns tagged along to it. So, you know, my takeaway is that Miami is in the catbird seat. It guarantees absolutely nothing because there's a lot more games to play, including an entire ACC slate. But you start looking around the league, and it's easy to see flaws almost everywhere except at Miami, which you've got to at least squint a little harder before you start picking things apart.
I want to get to Cal in a moment, but my next question is, since I asked you what is the best part of the league, what is the opposite of that? What is the worst part of the ACC?
Are you just teeing me up to say something mean about the folks up in Tallahassee? Is that what you're doing?
No, I was thinking of this, saying something mean about certain people in Charlotte, but no.
Well,
not the commissioner. Maybe the guys who wear the stripes.
Yeah. Well, those two. Pat Narduzzi will tell you about those. If you got questions, ask Pat. He's already paid a fine, so he can chip in on that. Look, you know, I the problem that the ACC faces, I don't think the league is bad this year, but this has been sort of this ongoing concern. And Miami, frankly, has been a part of the problem in years past, which is you're always fighting an uphill battle on the narrative surrounding the league, that the ACC deserves to be viewed on equal footing with the Big Ten and the SEC, or even the Big 12 to some degree. And when your signature programs are not winning at a signature level, it is hard to win that narrative. So great that Cal's playing great, great that Syracuse is playing good football. But they need something from Florida State and Clemson and Miami and Virginia Tech. Like, those are the brands that have to matter. And this year, Miami is doing its part so far, but the others have not. And certainly in years past, that has been, you know, it would have been great if Florida State and Clemson were battling atop the ACC the last few years. But instead, it was Florida State was really good for a couple of years, and then then Clemson had been good before that, but they weren't. They've been good at the same time, like really elite good at the same time, neither has Miami and Florida State. So the ACC desperately needs some – there's going to be some very loud motorcycles going by in a second. The ACC desperately needs – this always makes for great
– Where are you, Wake Forest? Are we at a Wake Forest basketball game?
Yeah, it's just Deacon riding around on his motorcycle. The problem is the narrative is the problem that the ACC faces. And when Florida State's 0-3 – as much as everybody else in the ACC might want to point and laugh, it hurts the narrative, the visual surrounding the league.
You know, I don't know why this just popped into my head. Maybe because you will understand this, I think, because you're probably crazy enough to understand this from another crazy person. But what this league doesn't have, and I think they've tried their best to mute it, is pizzazz. And Miami brings pizzazz, but they need teams with pizzazz, teams that people will love or hate. And right, I mean, you know, Florida State people, they do know the, you know, the garnet and gold. They know the orange and green in Miami, but the league needs more personality.
Yeah, little Lane Kiffin in the league would probably go a long way. And Dabo was that guy for a long time, and I think he felt very burned by the fact that people would criticize him for the things that he'd say. And so he has been pointedly more reserved over the last couple of years and not trying to stir the pot as much, although I don't think he was ever trying to stir the pot. He just did it because it came naturally. And like even somebody like you know, Cristobal is I mean, I think if you sat down with a beer and chatted with Mario, he'd have some really good things to say. But he is not somebody who gets in front of the camera a lot and wants to stir things up. He is about getting to work. And Mike Norvell is a really likable guy who does not talk a bunch of smack. You know, there's just not – boy, what I wouldn't give for, like, that Jimbo Fisher press conference railing against Nick Saban a few years ago. Like, there's not – you know, the rivalries of old have sort of – you know, they still exist, and certainly like a Miami, Florida State still exists within the fan base, and I think within the players, but it's just that it doesn't have the same sort of epic scale that it had in, you know, the 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
I'm not sure what the spread is, but no one would have thought at the beginning of the year that Cal would be going to Tallahassee 3-0 and Florida State would be 0-3. And this is a big thing. No. Cal's going to go in there with a ton of confidence, and they are playing, I think, pretty good football.
Yeah, and I mean, they've already gone into a very hostile environment in Auburn and won a game that nobody thought they were going to win. This, I'm guessing, will be a, you know, if there's hostility at Doak this Saturday, it maybe is likely aimed at Florida State by its own fans as it is at Cal. Look, it's a team. They are polar opposites in a lot of ways. I think the talent on Florida State is through the roof. There's guys that you have huge expectations for. Cal's the opposite. I mean, they're very sort of under the radar, but Cal is doing all the little things right. They aren't making mistakes. They're getting takeaways, which has been huge for them. They're playing fundamental football. Florida State's the exact opposite. They have all the big names and the recruiting pedigree, and they're making huge mistakes. And it's like, they, you know, you watch the defense sometimes, and it looks like they met each other getting off the bus that day. Like, there's just not communication. There's not guys in the right spots doing what they're supposed to do. This game is a portrait of how to take a less talent and win with it, and a portrait of how to take more talent and lose with it. Now, I say all of this, and Florida State will win by 3 touchdowns, and Cal will throw 6 picks or something like that, because that's the way college football works. But through 3 games, that is certainly the story of those two programs.
So Miami gets Cal in 2 weeks. But next week, after South Florida, and not looking past South Florida, but since we're inside the league, Virginia Tech is going to play Rutgers. I think Rutgers beat them last year. How good is Virginia Tech? They had the loss to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
They came in with, I think, a lot of expectations.
Yeah, I think people thought a lot higher of them, and I think there still is a higher ceiling than what they've shown. The O-line for them is not playing great, so if you get the good Miami defensive front, and particularly if Reuben Bain is back by then, which I think is probably a little up in the air at this point, they have not been comfortable creating a safe pocket for Kyron Drones. And I think he is a guy who actually works very effectively outside the pocket. But if you watch, he just sort of reminds me of a lot of those quarterbacks that are like trying to show something for the NFL that, hey, I can be a pocket passer too. I'm just not a guy who wins with my legs. And he's been hesitant at making decisions in the pocket, and it's cost them. So they can run the ball really well. Their defense is very stout, particularly in the secondary. They've got a guy that folks around Florida probably remember, Antoine Pell-Ryland, who started out at Florida before transferring to Virginia Tech. I think he had like 5 tackles for a loss last week. Like, he's a dude, and they got a few of those guys. So it's not going to be a team that it's going to be easy to move the ball on. But, you know, they're sort of like a little bit like Florida State in that the defense has not been consistent and the offense has struggled enough that I think it starts to wear on the defense over the course of a game, too, where they feel like they've got to be perfect to make up for an offense that's not moving the ball well. So they certainly haven't been as bad as Florida State, but that's sort of where they're at. But I assure you that don't overlook them because there is some high-end talent there.
I have to mention that Friday is the penultimate matchup inside the ACC. It's the matchup of the greatest distance in the league. Stanford playing at Syracuse. We got it about as far east as you can go and as far west as you can go. And Stanford's coming all the way across.
And they're doing it twice, actually, because they're going to fly out to Syracuse, and then they're going to fly home after the game and then fly back out to play Clemson the next week. And this is what they've decided that is the best for them. It gets them back into their, you know, routine for at least a few days in California. They get to work out in their own facilities. They get to practice on their own practice field. They get to eat with their own dietitians and nutritionists. Like, they think that that's the benefit. We'll see if it works. I mean, this is really the first big, I think, true test of how this works with a football team traveling, because there's not another game on or another back-to-back on the schedule that looks like this for what Stanford's going to do over the next 2 weeks.
Well, we'll see if this whole thing with Cal and SMU and Stanford, how it plays out. We'll save the lawsuit talk for another time. I actually think it's kind of boring, lawsuit talk.
There's a reason I went to journalism school, not law school, and it wasn't the money.
I always find that funny that we're sportscasters and then we have to break down, you know, lawsuits. Like, what?
Doctors, but we're lawyers, surprised. We're politicians. We're a little of everything.
But by the way, if I had a dime for every lawyer that called me to ask me if they could do a radio show, I'd be very, very wealthy. So they want to do this job. And then I always say, well, can I do your job?
I just want to go into court and do a Matlock thing. I don't want to actually do the paperwork or anything.
Yeah, win all the time in court.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like the guy in suits. He never went to law school.
Yeah, that part I can do.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good memory. All right, David, always great. David Hill has been with us, ACC Network, ESPN, ACC Network Channel 612 on DirecTV, Twitter, ESPN.com. Are you on Sirius also? The ACC channel on Sirius?
I talked to Roddy Jones on Sirius today, but okay. Yeah, I try to, you know, I got to draw the line somewhere.
I got you. And you can also join him in his kids' pickup line at school.
Yeah.
When will we see you? You won't be in Tampa, will you? I saw where your partner.
I will not, but you'll get the better half of the duo. Andrea will be there, and she'll be lovely and much more entertaining than me.
All right, very good. Thank you for joining us. We will reconnect when we get, you know, into the meat of the ACC season.
Sounds like a plan. Good talking to you, Jeff.
All right, take care. That's David Hale with us, ACC Network. And thanks to David Hale, Coach Mirabal, DBJ, Mario Cristobal, and our producer, Trevor Harris. We have Rewind tomorrow. If you miss any of the interviews tonight, you can get them tomorrow, or you can get them online at WQAM.com. Saturday, we come your way at 3 p.m., 7 o'clock kickoff. Got a great pregame show lined up for you, including a wonderful essay on Cam Ward by the great Tim Reynolds, and, of course, our roundtable and much more beginning at 3 p.m. For Trevor Harris, I'm Joe Zagacki. Thanks for joining us on the Hurricane Hotline. We'll talk to you on Saturday from Tampa.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.